This is tape three, side one of an interview with Mr. Dupree. Do you think their lives were affected very much by having been abroad?
No.
Came back and had the same life as they did before the war.
Yeah. Aaliyah. After they come out, now some of them was in good shape, and some of them was in bad shape. You see, where they had families, well, now they paid them, the government paid their families, and where they had families and the government paid them, where their wife and took care of what they paid them and used up when they come out, they was in good shape. Mm-hmm. But where the wife didn't take care of it, when they come out there, it's about the same shape as where they went in there. Or maybe worse. But a lot of them made good out of it.
Do you think they expected life to be any better after they had fought in the war?
You mean then?
Back home, yeah.
I don't know if it was or not. Because when they come out of that war, now the government paid them. Them would got hurt or something the matter with them. The government paid them right on. And them that didn't, they got jobs. And which worked, some made good, some of them did. Just a lot like it did now. The same thing.
One of the other things that seemed to affect a lot of people just about the same time was the flu epidemic.
You mean in the living, Bob?
No, the flu epidemic.
The flu epidemic.
Flu.
The influenza? Did that have much of an impact around here?
No, I don't think it. Yes, it did too. One type, isn't it? Yeah, a lot of people died in that thing. What?
Any of your own?
Not too many around here, but in these little towns. Mm-hmm. Out in the country, it didn't bother people much.
What about in Calhoun? Did there?
No, it didn't bother nobody much. There wasn't a lot of people around here at that time. You see that college over there? Back at that time, wasn't over 2,000 people went to school over there. And when they set up for 2,000 people, that was a big school then. Yeah, and it used to be different every week. They had different arrangements and different advice over there around that college. They didn't allow the students out of the public, and they had all kinds of things. They had to stay on the duty and all that kind of stuff. And what little they paid, it was pretty good, I reckon.
So you don't remember any of your own family or friends who died from the flu?
No.
From the flu?
No, none of my people that I know of.
What about later on? Did any of your sons go into World War II?
Yeah, all of them.
All of them?
All but one. Three of them went in. No, two of them went in.
Three of them.
Because that didn't go, did it?
Three of them went.
Three of them went in. And I got one.
What difference did that war make?
It made a big difference, I think. Made a big difference. See, the inhabitants got a little thicker and everything. It made a big difference. Well, you're taking World War I, see. All the people that did leave Rhine, they come back here. It started to be, made a whole lot more people around, convenient. I know when a lot of them boys come back, they married, you see, started a family and all that kind of stuff. Out of World War I, there's a whole lot of them coming around here that wasn't connected around this part of the country at all. But to come in by going to this college over here, see, they put in somewhere or another, by going to this college, that improved the thing. And they come and they had to rent houses and all that kind of stuff. It made a big difference.
Somebody told me to ask you about Miss Singleton, a school teacher. Was she part of your kinfolk?
Miss Singleton?
Uh-huh.
No, she was a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Otto, she was a good friend of mine. She was a nice, practical person. And her husband both were good people.
What was her maiden name?
Do you remember? All I ever know about was Otto Singleton. See, she come from down in Lopar State.
Uh-huh.
And she married man she married. He's in World War One. He come here from a. He married her in Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And when he come back out of the war, he bought a home here. He had a home here.
What was his name?
Jim Planter.
And what did he do?
He's supposed to be a plaster, but I don't think he done nothing. I don't know what he did, but he was a plaster.
Did she teach at the school over here?
She teach school after she come here. She teach school till she retired.
So, long time?
Yeah.
About how long? 20, 30?
I don't know. She
more?
Was, I told her what?
She teach school for, I mean,
she teach at Evie. No, she teach it.
Calhoun. Well, I don't know about anywhere else, but she taught here. As I said, then it was called Calhoun, but she taught at Calhoun for.
Didn't she? Down way up, she teach. She turned down in Lawrence County, wasn't it?
I just remember her teaching here after she moved, after I got up to a certain age. She was teaching in Calhoun, and I know she taught there at least 10 or 15 years or more, probably longer than that.
Did you go to school with her?
I went to school under her.
How long?
I started school from...
I'm still coming around. She's a mighty good type of person.
Yeah, I guess I was went to Calhoun School for about 5 or 6 years.
And she was your teacher then?
No, she wasn't my teacher, but she taught there when I was going to school.
How many teachers did you have there at the school?
At that time.
At a given time.
You mean for the whole school? Or just,
for the whole school.
I can't exactly remember how many they had for the whole school. But it was about 7 or 8 teachers. Maybe about 10.
Where's that school then?
That's right. It was a good many of them at the time, but I can't remember just how many.
Do you remember any ones particularly that you had?
Sure, I had Miss Hattie Collins and Miss Blessing Game, and I think she made me Miss Galloway. And Miss Pauline Thompson. I had those, and I can remember those at the time. There was some more, but I can't remember the rest of them right now.
Was there a principal for the school?
Mm-hmm. Well, as I know, there's more than one principal. Professor Scott was one principal, and Professor Grove was another principal. And I can't think of another one. I know those two.
Why do you call those two professor?
Why do we call them? That's what they said they were, professors. I guess that's the reason why I would call them the professors. That's what they said they were.
It sounds like the men got to use that title and the women didn't.
It seems like it. But I do know they were the professors, really, so they say.
Do you think they had any more training than the women teachers?
Well, I really couldn't say whether they had any more training than the women teachers or not. They might have, and the women might have had just about as much as they did. See, I said Professor Grove, Professor Scott. They might have had just as much as the others. All of them might have had the same amount. I can't exactly say.
Do you have any idea where they had gotten their training?
No, I sure don't.
Do you know if any of them might have gone to Seneca Junior College or?
Now, Mrs. Got it. It was a matter with the Seneca Junior College. I really don't know. I just can't say for sure where they got their training from.
Did anybody ever take class pictures there at the school of all the kids?
Well, back at that time, I don't know whether they were taking class pictures at that time or not.
Well, some of them did over at Pendleton and some over at Seneca.
Well, those were the high schools. This wasn't exactly.
Well, some of those were just the grammar schools in both those cases, too, not just the high schools.
I don't remember them taking pictures over here. Because, see, the school was right here, right out from where Golden View Church is now. The schoolhouse used to be sitting there. And I don't remember taking any pictures, not when I was going. But anyway, when we were going, we didn't get to stay but a half a day anyway. See, by 12 o'clock, we had to be back home and be in the field. But I don't remember taking any pictures.
But that time, most all the schools were just in one.
Right, and they all in one. They had a pretty good sized building.
I know one teacher. You speak the whole outfit. They didn't have 2 or 3 teachers.
But by your time, they had grown.
Well, by that time, they had grown. They had more than one teacher.
I know when my mother and some of her sisters went down to the old school, the Wesleyan Church building, that there would be just 1 or 2 rooms down there.
True. Well, see, when I come along to the schoolhouse, well, they used to use the old hall. They had a little hole there, they used that for part of it. And then they had the other building on a right above it from there. and that was it. Four or five teachers in the morning in that one.
Mr. Dupree, you've talked about not a lot of work, a lot of hard times. What types of things were more pleasant during the year? Were there special activities, celebrations?
Well, I tell you the truth, my thought it was just money all the year round. I farmed a little bit, and I sold wood, and cutting all the wood, and I worked a little bit on the railroad. And me and my wife, we were together. And we never did have it to her. See, I'd work, and I'd bring that little money home and give it to her, what I wanted to have, but she'd take that and make good out of it. And we never did have it too hard, and I never would stop and try to accumulate a whole lot.
What did you do with the part of money you didn't give your wife?
Me? Well, I used it. Now, to say the truth, I drank a lot at that time.
Where could you get your liquor?
They made it in the woods over there.
Uh-huh. Moonshine.
Yeah, Madden made it. Blondie Madden. He made it. And I drank a lot. That's the only way, only money I throwed away. Yeah, that was. But see, you wasn't making too much. And when you feed that bunch of children and feed your kin folks, it took money all you made. Because I had a lot of kin people. It wasn't no count. And they had to eat somewhere bigger for the time. And I never did argue about it, never did fuss about it, even my folks. And I'd help them and give them what little bit we had. And me and others. Well, I'll tell you, we live good.
Mm-hmm.
We live good. Because, I mean, together we raised everything we could and put it to good use. And the other thing we done, we live good. We didn't live like people do now.
What was your biggest celebration of the year? Biggest holiday? Would that have been Christmas or some other?
I celebrated all the year. Like it is. I celebrated any time I took a note. I wasn't compelled to nothing. See, I was living on the rented land and I farmed. And if I made my living, I didn't have no expense. I then any time I took a note, now it's any day of celebration with me.
Well, in earlier years, people observed Emancipation Day. Was that still going on when you were a child?
No, I don't know. Why would it not?
What about fireworks? Were there many occasions for fireworks?
Fireworks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's lots of them. It only come around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. You see, that kind of stuff, you didn't have all that. Like Christmas, you had all that, you know, and fruits and stuff like that. You didn't get them like you do now. On Christmas time, when you get all these different kind of fruits, and mostly a different kind of candy, and little stuff like that. When Christmas is gone, you see no more of that.
When you were a child, did you put out stockings?
Oh, yeah. You put up stockings, and Santa Claus was supposed to come by the chimney and all that kind of stuff.
But you didn't have a chimney, did you?
Chimney? No. I never did see him come down.
But the stocking got full.
Stocking would be full of that day. Next morning, I can be fooled, but he didn't been down there and gone. And it was good. Back in them days, it was good.
Were the fireworks mostly what you had around the house, or would the town have a display?
Yeah, it did, just like in the store. You could buy them, you know, all, but they're cheap.
Yeah. Would the town itself organize a display, or would individuals just shoot them off around the house?
No, they don't know display. You go to the store, and they get them out behind the town, and all. You didn't have, they didn't have no displays or nothing like back in the store them days. Everything you had was boxed up.
Did singing groups ever come to town?
Huh?
Did singing groups ever come to town?
Oh,
to
yeah.
To church?
There a few. Used to come in once in a while. Not all.
What about camp meetings?
No, they had them all the year round. I mean, on Fifth Sundays and things like that. And summertime, especially, have big camp meetings, big associations. And things like that.
Did you ever go to any of the camp meetings?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I went to camp meetings. up until a few years ago.
Where were they held?
Over here at Bessie Grove, they have a camp meeting, and it's central. And then again at Pelham, and see, they're Methodist people. Now, the association would be Baptist folks. They'd be at the Baptist churches, and it'd be every year. At one time, we had about, it used to be that, they'd start on Thursday. And they'd get there from she start on Thursday, and it'd go on through till Monday.
So you'd go to some of the Methodist ones, too?
Yeah, we'd go to the Methodist. Hey there.
How you doing?
Imagine they had a lot of preaching at them.
They'd have preaching, they'd have big tables alongside downside the church, a table all the way, half a mile long.
What, for food?
Yeah. It sells food and stuff, because be so many people there, they'd have to have something to eat on, you know, and fool around with
you. Well, would you stay overnight or come back home?
Some of them stay overnight, some of them go back home. and they'd come prepared, a whole lot of them, to spend the night. Some be prepared to go back home. I always made it pretty close to home. I never did care about eating out. That's one thing I never did care about.
Well, we've talked about a lot of things this morning, and I appreciate your time. And
yeah, well, nothing nice.
We've all learned a lot, haven't we?
Nice.
I learned a whole lot I didn't know myself. And the longer you live, the more you learn.
Right.
The longer you live, the more you learn.
The longer you live, the more you're going to learn yet. I got a whole lot to learn yet. If I stay here about 1/3 as long as I have.
Well, I enjoy talking with you. I've been hearing your name and your mother's name and your Aunt Amelia's name about as long as I've been around.
So. I've been around there a whole lot. I can tell you that. I know your grandmother and great-grandmother and all them. I know them well. They were back in nickel and dime days.
You know the story by Jane Hunter, a nickel and a prayer, so you can appreciate that, I imagine.
Yeah, well, this man, I enjoyed you coming.
Well, thank you, sir.